Hi, I'm Stephanie Kelton.
And I'm Jeremy Olshan. We're the hosts of the new podcast from MarketWatch, The Best New Ideas in Money.
The pandemic showed many of us that it's possible to work from home, but that's not the only change the workforce has seen.
This week, we're looking at companies who are experimenting with the four-day work week and how it could massively change how we live and work.
Listen to The Best New Ideas in Money, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, February 17th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked a lot on this show about the privacy changes that Apple made to its iOS operating system and how they've upended the digital ad industry. Well, now Google plans to adopt new privacy restrictions on Android. Is it another nail in the coffin for mobile advertising as we know it? On today's show, reporter Trip Mickle, who covers Google, will be here to discuss what we know about Google's plans, how the changes could affect other big tech companies, and why privacy advocates may not be celebrating just yet. That's after these headlines. Yesterday, lawmakers put forward a new measure that could hold social media companies responsible for harm their platforms cause to children. A bipartisan bill dubbed the Kids Online Safety Act would require social media platforms to give minors options that would protect their information and disable potentially addictive product features, like algorithmic recommendations. It would also prohibit companies from collecting data on teens 16 and younger. Right now, the age limit is 12. And it would give parents new controls to help them spot harmful behaviors. The bill was introduced the same day an independent panel, the Future of Tech Commission, released its own report calling for some of the same measures. Our tech policy reporter John McKinnon says the panel's proposals are part of its calls for a broader national tech policy.
At one level, this commission really appreciates that, you know, technology innovations of the last 30 years or so have been a just tremendous boon to the U.S. and to the U.S. economy. But they do have this concern that the U.S. edge might be slipping away, not because of a lack of innovation, but because of a lack of oversight and regulation. And when the excesses of the current internet landscape get to be too severe, then other countries are going to take over the job of regulating.
You can hear more from John on yesterday's AM edition of our sister podcast, What's News. Some big tech earnings are still coming in. Airbnb reported record revenue for last year. The home rental giant benefited from a travel industry that was battered by the pandemic, as consumers sought out suburban rentals as getaways. Here's CEO Brian Chesky on the company's earnings call.
Remote work has untethered many people from the need to be in an office, and as a result, people are spreading out to thousands of towns and cities, staying for weeks, months, or even entire seasons at a time.
Airbnb also said it expects ongoing growth as pandemic restrictions continue to lift, and it projected revenue in its current quarter to reach nearly $1.5 billion. DoorDash saw orders climb and revenue reach nearly $4.9 billion last year. That's up 69% from the year before, when the company benefited from high delivery demand during the early stages of the pandemic. DoorDash is the biggest food delivery company by sales in the U.S., and it's expanded its offerings beyond takeout meals to include groceries, alcohol, and pet food. It's also been working on ways to cut costs by increasing efficiency. Yesterday, we talked about some of those efforts, so if you haven't heard that yet, be sure to queue it up next. And semiconductor maker NVIDIA posted record quarterly sales as it moves on from its failed takeover bid for chip design specialist ARM. Semiconductor makers have continued to see strong demand as the chip shortage persists. NVIDIA said it had over $7.6 billion in sales and $3 billion in profit last quarter, more than double the same period a year ago. All right, coming up, what could Google's planned privacy changes mean for the mobile ad market? We'll discuss after the break.
If you're IT, Chrome is the browser for your enterprise. Increase team productivity and work smarter. Get proactive security with help from Google in every tab. Choose Chrome today. To download, visit g.co/chrome/choosechrome.
For years, every time you opened an app on your phone, you were identified behind the scenes by a string of unique numbers and letters that allowed tracking technology to learn more about you. That knowledge, of course, is what advertisers use to target you with specific ads. But their ability to do that is getting cut back. Some regulators and privacy advocates want to see less tracking online, and the makers of smartphone operating systems are getting on board too. Apple has already changed its system, giving users the choice to opt out of being tracked by apps on their iPhones. And on Wednesday, Google said it plans to introduce new privacy restrictions to cut back on tracking across apps on Android phones. So, what could this mean for advertisers and users? Joining us to discuss this is our tech reporter, Trip Mickle. Hi, Trip. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you start by explaining, what exactly is Google proposing?
You know, that's the tricky thing about this. Google is proposing that in 2 years' time, it will overhaul essentially kind of like the framework or the underpinnings of the digital ad industry on Android smartphones, which account for about 85% of the smartphones in the world.
Apple already took steps to reduce tracking for iPhone users. How are Google's plans or its prospective plans different?
Google's taken a very different approach from Apple. When Apple made its decision, it said, here's what we're doing. We're going to introduce a feature that essentially asks you each time you kind of begin using an app, do you want this app to track you when you're not using the app or not? And that gave people to opt in or opt out of tracking, by apps for advertising purposes. Google hasn't said at all what they plan to do. In fact, what they've said is that much like a federal agency, they're in a phase of rulemaking where they're going to introduce a concept. They're going to collect feedback from privacy advocates, regulators, and app developers. And then by the end of the year, they plan to have a beta version of the changes that they want to introduce to limit app tracking.
What's the reasoning behind this? Why are the makers of smartphone operating systems taking these steps?
The industry's been kind of pushed in this direction largely by Europe, which has raised a lot of concerns about the way that apps and kind of the advertising industry covertly gathers information and data on users, particularly on smartphones. And because of this, and because of some of the efforts by lawmakers in Europe to suspend or at least bring some better understanding and some consumer protections to users out there, the two big mobile operators, Apple and Google, are having to make adjustments to what they're doing.
Given that Google hasn't come out with a ton of specifics, how likely is this to alleviate any of those regulatory concerns?
What they're saying is that, their aim is to address and curtail the way that apps gather information covertly right now. If you take them at their word on that, then in 2 years' time, we're going to basically have an advertising industry that's going to have to operate and function in a totally different fashion than what it did over the past decade or so.
Yeah, let's talk about that because there are a lot of potential impacts here. What reaction has there been to these plans from the broader online ad industry?
The ad industry kind of shrugged at this, in part because it's going to take 2 years for it to be introduced. And so, I think the reaction was largely like, well, thank you for the heads up. And also, thank you for giving us time to continue to operate exactly as we've been operating. I think as we get closer and as Google reveals more about what it plans to do, whatever it introduces will be evaluated for how far-reaching the repercussions will be for the industry. What Apple introduced was calamitous. Essentially, 80% of people opted out of being tracked on apps.
Do we expect that the ad industry will have any input or that its reaction will affect the rules that Google does come up with?
It will have input. Google said we are going to seek their input. So certainly they're going to weigh in and provide some feedback. How Google deals with that is to be determined. The other tricky thing that Google has to navigate here, unlike Apple, the lion's share of its revenue comes from selling iPhones. Google, 80% of its revenue comes from digital ad sales. So it faces not just, you know, the concern of others in the ad industry that it could be self-serving, but also the concern of antitrust regulators who could and probably will be watching this for whether or not they're self-serving and anti-competitive in anything they introduce.
Right. It's interesting, when Alphabet, Google's parent, gave its earnings last fall, it didn't seem to be particularly hit by Apple's changes. I wonder if that's feeding at all into its decision to kind of move forward with some privacy changes.
Really, this has far less to do with how Apple's changes affected Google. It really has to do with like the regulatory environment and the privacy environment and the awareness that has kind of quietly bubbled up over the last several years about how this ad industry on mobile phones worked, the information it was collecting, and the consequences of that. I mean, for me as a reader of the Wall Street Journal, it was really interesting the work that Sam Schechner did on this, where he shed some light on how Facebook had written some code that would be embedded in apps like Flow Ovulation Tracker, and that would then feed information back to Facebook, which then could, you know, deliver ads that were micro-targeted to, you know, a woman who might be pregnant or something like that. And, you know, that, I think that just opened everybody's eyes to just how this industry can work.
So we've talked about what this might mean for Google, what it might mean for advertisers. What about for users? I mean, does this fundamentally change the way that they use their mobile phones, or, you know, the way they see advertising?
We don't know, unfortunately, with Android what this means, because they simply haven't told us. It's going to be a long, protracted process in which the, you know, whatever solutions it comes up with could change multiple times before they actually get to the finish line. That being said, we already know from watching what's happened for iPhone users that their experience of using apps is different. If you open an app for the first time, you're delivered a prompt that asks if you want this app to track you all the time, sometimes, or never. And you get to select and click, you know, which of those three options you want for that particular app. And that can affect how that app functions. So, you know, if you look at that, there is a possibility that depending on what Google does, that users' experience on Android phones could change, and that their kind of quote-unquote user experience may be different.
All right, that's WSJ tech reporter Trip Mickle. Thanks for joining us, Trip.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from The Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.